Tanya Currie, a very, very good morning to you. You've been doing this work remotely thing for like ever. I feel like you're rolling your eyes at some of us.
Okay, yes. In some instances, I must say, though, I'm so proud of 5FM. You guys have done great. And it didn't take you long to work it out. Yeah, I have been doing this for a long time. Now, to be fair, probably about 5 years, but don't tell anybody that. I haven't been in Joburg now for 3 years, but people still think I'm there. It's not a big thing for a lot of us. I mean, sure, what I'm talking about here is people who are entrepreneurs, who work on their laptop most of the time, people who in the office are on their laptop for 8 hours a day. You can do the same job at home, you know, like advertising agencies, et cetera. I'm literally finding their feet. Over the past 2 or 3 days, people are starting to think, okay, I actually might be able to do this, you know. So the walls around you, guys, do not define whether you can work. It's whether you are on internet and laptop for your job function that defines whether you can work. Look, I sounded a little bit patronizing.
No, but it's, you know, it's a good thing. You know what? I think it's important. You don't apologize for that. I do think the fact that you say, guys, you can do this, it's not that difficult, is exactly what we need to hear.
Funny
I've
enough,
been trying
though,
to run with a hashtag shutdown is lockdown is not a shutdown, because it shouldn't be for a lot of us. For many it is, but for a lot of us we can still keep going. Sorry, Zanati.
No, I was just saying, funny enough, a friend of mine was actually saying for her it's more stressful working from home than actually working from the office, because she says she sometimes feels like she's not doing enough.
Exactly. You're going to see your productivity absolutely spike. I put out a post a couple of days ago about how to keep yourself firstly motivated, because it's very hard when you're at home and Netflix is calling from the corner, you know? Very difficult. So, like, it's simple things, like create a workspace. Like, if it is a corner of your dining room table, or it is a seat in the lounge that you work, or if it's in your bedroom, there must be a workspace. Don't then close it. Work, you must get dressed for work. Get up and get dressed as if you're going to work. You are going to work. Those simple things mean that you have delegated your office within the place, and you're still going there, and you're still closing the door when you leave, in a metaphysical sense. But it does take a big adjustment. It's not for everybody, that is for sure. The other thing is interruptions, like kids at home now is a big thing. But I mean, they also have to be learning. You know, the radio should be on, and they should be doing their classes. I'm loving the story that radio is now become the new teaching mechanism. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we need to do, is we need to have that approach. And I'm watching my daughter who's 15. You know, obviously the kids are always technologically savvy and comfortable, but their teachers haven't been. And I've been watching the last 2 weeks the schools and the teachers and people who hadn't been near a computer now suddenly becoming, that first day the kids were all laughing at them, and you know, my daughter was saying every 5 minutes, the teacher would say, "Are you there? Are you there, everybody? Are you there? Are you still there? But I can't see you. Where are you?" And the kids were hysterical, laughing at the teachers. But you know what? A week in, and lessons are happening, and everybody's quite happy. And I can tell you that that's what I see at home with my daughter as well, is she's working very well.
Well, I mean, my nephew finished all his schoolwork, which was 2 weeks' worth, in 2 days. He worked through it till, like, or he didn't sleep. He did it also that now he can relax. And, you know, this is a child that has a diagnosed ADD, which, you see, here's the thing. They're built for it. The ADD is meant to be able to use 12 devices at once. And he had all these things pinging at the same time, and he was living his best life, you know? Anyway,
I think this is going to redefine us completely, all of us.
Absolutely. It is a historical moment, isn't it? It's a historical time for the world, you know? So, I mean, from my perspective, I've had to watch every element of what's happened around me. And I must say, like, I feel like I have my mental state is far more fragile than it was.
Tell me why.
I have literally gone from sobbing instead of crying. I've been screaming at my laptop, not even shouting. I've been terrified, not even scared. I've been optimistic, not even hopeful. I've been bursting with pride, not just patriotic. If you had sent the white coats to pick me up, you'd have been fair. You'd have been absolutely fair. But here's the thing is, I don't think I'm alone. I think everybody's gone through this emotional turmoil over this past week. What about you guys?
Well, it's so interesting you say that, because last night I sent Rolene Marks, you know, she does the Israel Report. I sent her the Nando's advert. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. Something really, really beautiful about her response was, I'm sitting here sobbing over a Nando's advert. How did that happen?
Yes, and I go cold as you say, because that was me. That was me. I mean, I started with the sobbing, like, and I'm going to take a shameless punt here, okay? I've put my media time in over the past 8 years, so this is now where I become selfish, and I'm going to use this platform for a greater good, what I feel is good. Thank you. There have been three of us here in rural KZN. For those of you who don't know, I live in a really remote part called Mbazwan in KZN. We took on a project to help feed really the poorest of the poor. I mean, these guys live hand to mouth, and if they don't get food that day, if they don't get money that day, they don't eat. Many are old and many are children, okay? So we put together, three of us, an idea where we put a combo pack together where you had all the staples you would need for one family for a week of four, a family of four for a week, or for one person for 4 weeks, so that we can try and help them eat during this 21-day period. So we thought we'd done really well. We raised 14,000 rand between us, and we managed to put together 55 parcels. Okay, bravo us. That would feed a good 220 people. So we put the message out. I told two people, Howard, two. Please tell your friends that we have this. They must SMS me the ID number and name so we can arrange the parcel so they can come and pick it up. Within 48 hours, my phone has become a call center for food. Wow. People are begging, crying. I have the ones on SMS alone, I have just hit the delete button. The ones on WhatsApp are the ones I can communicate with, because WhatsApp allows me to. I cannot keep up. We then managed to raise a further 1,360 food parcels, feeding another 1,400 people. But it's nowhere near enough. As I sit with you now, my phone is sitting with 700 plus people begging that never got their food parcel. And now we're in lockdown. It's now our responsibility as us three people, to go and arrange drop-off points so that these people can eat. I'm sorry. Very emotional.
It's horrific.
Hard 48 hours to see how bad it is. And then in the same, like, I went from sobbing to screaming at my machine when people start talking about walking their dogs and jogging.
That's funny. I was looking at that and saying, this is the dual realities, the almost schizophrenia of South Africa, that we're saying, what do you mean? I can't run, and why can't I run? But in the meantime, people are starving. People who we spoke about this on the show yesterday, who were closing their doors yesterday, and they were already on empty. Now what is going to happen?
This is it. They were starving already, guys. Now 21 days, they can't even go and try and find food. Well, they can. We have only one shopping center here, you know, and in doing so, just trying to go and get your potatoes or whatever, or your mealie meal, is you risking your life and your entire family's lives. It's been, and you want to talk about dogs and jogging. I mean, for one, I am so proud of Fikile Mbalula. I mean, he has come a long way from Mr. Minister FF. He really has.
Yeah.
At one point he ripped his glasses off his face and chucked them down on the table because he was so frustrated with this bloody jogging and dog story.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, what is wrong with us? What aren't we seeing? I mean, if you can't see the sacrifice that government has been asked to make and the terribly difficult decisions that they've been asked to deal with, and knowing full well the consequences of what's going to happen. They know what's right. going to happen following this. They know the position they're putting people in, but it's obviously that important. And we're worrying about whether I can go for my 5 kilometer jog and whether, well, hold on, how does that affect comrades? Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? Another thing that had me screaming was this price gouging and the stockpiling. Like, it is so obvious. I mean, that alone had 20,000 mentions. The dogs and jogging, by the way, had 128,000 engagements. I mean, are you serious? Are you serious? Today alone, South Africans sitting on like 1.2 million when we talk about what we're talking about, in the line with the coronavirus. And then, I mean, things like, the stockpiling drove me insane. It's so obvious. So obvious. And when it comes to fake news, it's so obvious that you didn't listen to the briefing. Not the president's briefing, nor did you listen to the minister's briefing this week. Because if you did, there would be no fake news about going to the shops with a permit, about gargling with whatnot, the dogs can dive sanitizer.
Hair dry, I mean, hairs up your nose. I actually can't. People need to earn the right to forward. The forward function on WhatsApp needs to be earned.
You need to be vetted. Don't jest, because I'm telling you that might be coming.
We need to start reporting our parents. Because they're the biggest culprit.
I have sat my mom down. I must be honest. I sat my mom down. I said, Mom, don't share anything. Just check with me first. Because the amount of posts I've taken down. On her wall. And then fortunately forwarding on WhatsApp, she's not very good at. So then she'll ask me to forward and then I'll be able to read it. And then I'll say, Mommy, but can you read this? Like, it's rubbish.
The minute it says forward to everybody you know, then don't.
You know, it's a scam. When people say, please share, when people say forward, then you know. Don't. And then, of course, Howard, I went terrified instead of scared when the president was compromised this week as the ACDP's Kenneth Mashur was tested positive. How is Kenneth? Do we know?
I didn't know he tested positive. Why didn't I see that?
Yeah, it was and then the president that
tested, Bruce. He was standing next to the president.
Oh, is that why he was tested? I missed that link to the story, and I was wondering why he was tested. I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's why. And Zanati, do you know how Kenneth is, friend?
I just know that he was part of that that church service in the Free State. Where 50 people, at least 50 people, got infected.
It's very scary. I would like to know how he is though. Like, we heard that horror story and then never heard another word about it. We also learned this week, guys, that we rely completely on cashiers, petrol attendants, transporters, production line, our most precious and fragile medical staff. And so many people, more people that we have taken for granted all these years, you know, it's been, if anything, a great leveler, this virus. Job losses in an already fragile economy, big corporates are not any less vulnerable than us as entrepreneurs, you know. Mm-hmm. And the stats warn of 1 million people could have the C word within 40 days if we don't flatten this curve. I mean, that's what they're putting out there. That's a very big number, you know. And then everybody in Gauteng bailed. They all bailed. And where did they go? To the remotest of the remote. To the people I'm trying to help.
Well, that's what Zanati was saying before. Yeah, there's no support from there for them. And that's why they say just stay home. Don't go to other provinces. This is not rocket science.
But how would I get it? You would rather be with your family, and you'd rather be in a place where you don't have to spend so much money to get anything done. You know, I get it. My God, it's scary. It's very scary. So I don't know if we've got time, but I have got positive stuff.
Yes, tell us. We've got 2 minutes. Give us something positive.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, definitely outstanding work on our digital platforms. Businesses and individuals have opened groups that have done so much work. And you won't believe me, but the government is actually answering me about my plight for these food parcels. Not with, like, auto responses, with real answers. You know, like, and this is through Telegram. It's brilliant. And then, of course, we've seen these beautiful ads. You mentioned Nando's earlier, and places that are huge conglomerates, like famous brands, just closed down without a fuss because it's the right thing to do. You know, that was reassuring. Mm. And then, of course, alcohol-free South Africa caused chaos. I'm hopeful for an alcohol-free South Africa. I'm also fearful for the domestic abuse and those alcoholics amongst our community, because that is a pretty big thing, you know. Did you notice that the lights also stayed on? So the grid is not going to strain. Yeah. So let's hope that the internet keeps up, but because if the grid stays up, we can still work. I say it again. And then, of course, our president has just been majestic. He's been absolutely brilliant. So proud of my country in comparison to the rest of the world. I mean, have you seen Trump, by the way? Like, we won't even go there.
You watch Trump, you watch Boris Johnson. You know, we are, in fact, I saw on Twitter, an American said, can't we borrow Cyril Ramaphosa for a little bit, because we actually need leadership here. And he's been astounding. Cyril Ramaphosa has been astounding. You know, I was getting frustrated with the delays, but when he came on and you could see the thought and the planning and the engagement that he had been through, I thought, wow, this guy was not going to be rushed. And he did it right.
Did you see him in the army attire last night as well? I cried so much. But guys, don't worry about sending help. I'm fine, okay?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be checking up on you. Yeah, we can be checking up on you every hour for the next week or so. It is 8:31, Tanya Curry. Stay safe. Stay sane, but I think we're a bit late for that.
You guys too. And kudos to Kai for doing a great job. Well done.